Every year, recording artists of all genres release a holiday song or album, hoping that over time their version will become a classic. Well, back in the late 80s, Connecticut rock and roll legends, the Reducers, came out with their own twisted Christmas song. Nothing for Christmas became an instant hit with their fans and is still highly regarded and played by disc jockeys across the country. The 45 RPM version of the song is highly sought after by vinyl collectors. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman spoke to the songwriter of Nothing for Christmas, who says what he was really trying to write was an anti-Christmas song.
Uncle Pete here with the Uncle Pete Show Christmas Special, Part 1. Tell all your friends. The Reducers. The Reducers from their great Christmas single and Nothing for Christmas, the rare two-speed version of that 45.
My name's Peter Detmold, and I'm one of the guitarists, one of the singers, and one of the songwriters.
I've ticked off everyone in my family.
We've been going for about 10 years at that point, and we were already, you know, pretty successful. And certain people kept telling us every year, you know, you should do a Christmas single. And it seemed like a funny idea to us, and I thought, maybe I'll write an anti-Christmas song, which is what I think Nothing for Christmas is. I still feel the same way about Christmas holiday songs. I'm just not into it. Like, at a certain point, all the radio stations start playing Christmas music. I kind of hate it. I wish there was more stuff like our song. I wrote it quickly. We recorded it quickly. The whole thing was done quickly, and it sounds like that, but that's a good thing. It sounds the way we wanted it to sound. It gave us a song to play whenever we played out around the holidays, and people loved it. Yeah, I think everyone can relate to it in one way or another. I'm not getting nothing for Christmas. I think everybody has that feeling once in a while. Well, we sold out of our initial press, which was 1,000 or 2,000. And, you know, we were probably selling them for $1 or $2 a piece. And now they go for more than that on eBay, etc.
Nothing for Christmas came out as a 45 in the fall of 1988 and is still played by radio stations nationwide this time of year, especially by DJs looking for something a little twisted and ironic for their holiday broadcasts. In case you were wondering, the B-side of Nothing for Christmas was the Reducers' own take on the New Year's classic, Auld Lang Syne.
That was even more off the cuff than the Christmas 45. We probably ran through that two or three times and recorded it, and that's what you hear on the record. We don't do a great job on it, but once again, it's got that immediacy that I think gets it across to people. I'm really happy with how that sounds all these years on.
That's guitarist and singer Peter Detmold from the legendary Connecticut rock band The Reducers. He spoke with Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman. And this is Connecticut Public Radio News.